No games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver. No.
We are live at the Sussex Hamilton Indoor Facility for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, past president of WFCA. He's a Hall of Fame member and former head football coach, most recently at Brookfield East, but he'd been around a little bit, Tom Swiddle. Coach, good to see you again.
Great to see you as well.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your trip?
It was very good.
Good.
Yeah. Went up to Michigan Tech to watch the spring game, and the best news of the day was it didn't snow.
That's perfect. Coach Sarver did a great job filling in for you.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I appreciate Doug doing that.
He's a good man.
He's a good
man. He really is. He's just really knowledgeable and just a nice man, and will tell you exactly what he's thinking. Yeah. He's not worried about that. Hey, what an event this is. You know, we were here last year. We had a little technical difficulty the first hour, but we were on the air the second hour. We have, look, there's 250 linemen here,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, about 200 linemen here in this first group that's going through. They started at 9 o'clock, and they're starting to wrap up right around now.
And then comes the
linebackers is the next group after that.
How many total kids will come through here today, youth student athletes?
We have approximately 575 participants today. 575.
You can't get any more than that.
Well, I don't know how we could. I mean, quite honestly, we've learned some lessons, Mike, in that the first year that we held it indoors here at Sussex, there's a lot of standing around and such. So anyway, what we've done is we've spread it out more over the course of a day and have specific groups at times. And that way, if I'm in the afternoon, there's no reason to be here in the morning.
Right.
And so it's
perfect.
Working. It's working.
Hey, at least, and I'm counting them, 55 different college coaches walking around, talking to people, shaking hands, eyeballing these guys.
Yeah, from the FBS schools cannot be here.
Right.
So Wisconsin, et cetera, they cannot be here. But FCS can, the Division I FCS schools. And so we have FCS, Division II, and Division III here. Well, eyeballing our kids, which is exactly what we want.
Let me run down today's show. If possible, John D'Amato, head football coach at Sussex Hamilton, is going to join us if he can. He's running around.
I just talked to John. I said, hey, we're on in 2 minutes. And
yeah.
Where he is.
This is his facility, and he's helping run this thing. So if he can get over here, that's great. If not, no worries. At 10:15, we're going to talk to Tom Jurnell from UW-Stevens Point.
Right.
Looking forward to seeing him. 10:30, Spence Nowinski from Illinois State will join us. At 10:45, Dave Sarton from Michigan Tech will join us. At 11 o'clock, Mark Krzyzkowski. You know, I married a Polish girl. Still can't say those Polish names. Krzyzkowski from Carroll University will join us. 11:15, Andy McGlenn from UW La Crosse. And then 11:30, Willie Garrison, who is a parent of, I think, a Homestead of a combine participant, will join us to talk a little bit about the process and the reason that his son is part of this whole combine. Look, when you guys started this a couple years ago, Tom, did you think that you could get to a point where you would have to shut down the registration because you'd have kids? And look, these aren't just kids from Southeast Wisconsin. These are kids from
all over the state.
All over the state of Wisconsin that are coming in. And first and foremost, this facility is perfect for this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you really couldn't do this without an indoor facility like the one Sussex has. The fact that they host it for us and you know, John D'Amato and his staff have been here since 7 o'clock this morning, setting things up and making sure everything's a go. I'm not surprised we have the numbers we do. And when you have a great facility like this and you have as many college football coaches here, eyeballing and as many kids that plan on playing college football as our kids in the state of Wisconsin do.
And again, every kid that walks through the door is not a high-level Division I football player. There are, and I tell kids this on the basketball side, and I think it's the same on the football side. If you want to play at the next level, there's a place for you to play.
Yep.
And there are some state schools, obviously, that are here. There are some schools like certainly Carroll University and all the way through. The state of Wisconsin offers our kids a lot of schools, offer our kids a chance to play at the next level. And I think that that's really the key.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we've had Pat Cerrone on our show how many times? You know, a few. And he always says about this event, there's no kid here coming to this event that wants to play at UW Oshkosh. They all want a scholarship, and there's probably some truth to that. But the reality of the situation is most of the kids here are not going to get a scholarship, and they are going to end up playing at a Division III school, and our Division III schools are quality schools, and it's still a great option for them.
Yeah, I agree. We are now joined by the head football coach here at Sussex Hamilton, John D'Amato. John, thanks a lot for a couple minutes of your time. Look, I praised you last year when we did this show, and I'll do the same this year. Now, you and your staff, to open this facility up to the WFCA and allow them to utilize this great facility, this is a perfect spot to be able to host almost 600 kids from all over the state of Wisconsin, 50 to 60 college coaches, and a whole lot of parents over there watching as well. And so thank you for doing that.
No, it's our pleasure, to be honest with you. Each year I think it gets a little bit better. This year I was in late last night trying to get things organized, but I had a better understanding of how to do things. And then my staff came in this morning and we got things taken care of. But this is as good as you're going to find as far as exposure for these boys. It's great for the parents as well. We have a section out here that they can view their boys and see what they're doing.
Well, and John, you know, I said this earlier before you came on, and we couldn't do this without you guys, and thank you so much. You and your staff are just class individuals, and all the hard work that you put into this, we all thank you. That is for sure.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. This is, like I said, it's a good thing, and I think there's going to be some rain later this afternoon. So if we had this outside, it would be
cold and wet, right?
Cold, wet, and ugly. Yeah, everyone would be angry.
Yeah.
Hey, John, do you have kids that are participating in this event?
I do. Yeah. I have a few. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
As a coach, and I know Tom, when you're at Brookfield East, you know, you want your kids to come to an event like this to get an idea of where they stack up next to other guys that are playing their position throughout the state of Wisconsin, correct?
No, absolutely. It's a good thing. You know, there's certain kids that should utilize this combine. I always feel like there's combine kids that, you know, can do it on the field and do it on the track, do it in the vertical, in the broad jump. There's some kids that are just football players,
right,
and they're not going to wall you by their 40-yard dash or their short shuttle, but they can play. Ideally, you'd like to have both, but that's not always the case. But my point being is, if you're going to come to something like this, you got to perform,
yeah,
you know, and sometimes it can hurt you. You come on in and you run a slower 40 time that you typically do, it makes life a little bit more difficult for you. So you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. But looking at these guys and doing the eyeball test and matching each other up and seeing what's out there, you think you're pretty big until you come here.
Right.
And I walked into that gym this morning with those 200 athletes on the offense and defensive line, and it was amazing how big these kids are.
You would have liked to cherry-picked a couple of them to stay right here, right?
Oh, my gosh. It was funny. I was talking to a couple coaches, and he's just like, that guy doesn't look this, he doesn't look that. I go, I would take him.
Yeah, right.
We're
now
on a different level right now. I'll take those type of guys. You're at the 1AA level, maybe not, but for me, I would love those guys.
Well, you know what's interesting, and John can attest to this with all the years that he's done it and has had his guys being recruited. Every college coach is different in terms of what they're looking for. You know, you talk to Pat Cerrone, and he's like, you know what? I'm less worried about the 40 time and more worried about what that transcript looks like. I've got to be able to recruit a kid and get him in school. And we know once we get him here to Oshkosh, we are going to make him into great athletes and kids that can play the game. So everybody's different, you know, in terms of what they're looking for and what they're looking at.
Well, we're talking about your basketball program, the last show. I don't remember the last time a 6'7 kid has come to Sussex Hamilton, you know?
That doesn't happen here.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Something in the water. There we always joke about it.
And we laughed about it, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know, Cerrone's always got a 6'2 kid in the
sure.
post, you
yep.
know, playing with his back to the basket.
Yep.
But we laugh about that, but that affects the football program as well.
Absolutely. You know, certain communities just seem to have longer kids. We just don't seem to have that here, but – you know what? You just make do with what you have.
Right.
And every school is looking for a little bit something different. I mean, some kids will take the 6'2" kid and not worry about the 2 inches that they're losing with the 6'4" kid.
Yeah.
You know, if he can play, he can play. They're not worried about that 2 inches. It's about square peg, square
yeah.
hole for that university.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a few, though, just to see if you could coach a couple of 6'7" tackles?
Boy, you're giving me the itch here to get out of here.
Yeah, no,
place.
I don't
no,
want you going
no.
anywhere.
Hey, look. It's like, is it that bad?
On the paper,
no.
John D'Amato resigns. Yeah.
No.
Seven
no, don't get me wrong.
And he blames McGivern.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids aren't long enough.
Well, look, when I was at Dominican, we would play Oostburg in basketball.
Sure.
They had 6'7", 6'8" kids,
right.
The Flying Dutchman, all over the
yeah.
place.
Yeah. Yeah, where are they coming from?
But they never had they had one or two good point guards. I shouldn't say that. But it's funny because when we talk about, you know, Sussex, there's not a lot of tall
yep.
length in on the basketball program, and that affects this as well. Hey, last year when we talked about the indoor facility, you said, look, this is not just a football only. This is used by a ton of people, not only in the school but throughout the community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really good for us. We've had a lot of schools come in to kind of see how we are doing things. Things that we would change, so on and so forth. But, yeah, I mean, fitness education class in here is a dream come true. We can pump, you know, 3-4 classes in here at once. And they have the weight room wing right off of the indoor. It has been outstanding as well. So the youth programs have been coming in. And I know cheerleading uses it. Even the band has been using it. It's yeah. it's been great.
The
really
basketball guys are talking about trying to build their own indoor facility out here. They're not sure.
I'm waiting for them to get a portable court.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The youth program said, look, if we could find a facility of 4 more courts, Coach Cerrone could have more kids playing basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't imagine. I gave John Barnes an idea. You should find out, you know, if you can get some basketball courts that could be laid in here.
Yeah.
You can put them down and then take them out. But yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Baseball has been really good, too. I know Mike Schrammick does a great job with the baseball program here. And he had his open gym last night, and he had all his youth coaches in here and working his boys out. So I know that season's right around the corner, so
hey,
it's a good thing.
The softball team isn't using regular balls in here anymore, are they? That happened a couple years ago, and you were like, yeah, that's
I still scratching my head on that one.
Yeah, there's one of them.
There's
right.
some remnants right there.
Yeah, yeah. Right it, there.
That was amazing.
Hey, Tom, when you guys started this a couple years ago, and I was asking this before, but did you believe that there'd be kids coming in from Superior and all over the state, or did you think that this would be more of a Southeast Wisconsin type combine?
Well, certainly in our minds we wanted it to be a statewide combine, but you just never know. But I think with all the notoriety the combine has gotten, the number of college coaches that are here, I just think that you know, players understand that it's a great opportunity to show college coaches what they can do, and the fact that their numbers here are official and accurate. You
That's
know,
the key.
That, you know, we weigh mm-hmm. and measure them. We, you know, the 40 time. It's when I talk to Coach Christ about this, and I have a couple of times, he says what he loves about the combine is you're comparing apples to apples.
Right.
And that's what this combine gives kids an opportunity to do. Mm-hmm. Thus, they want to come down from Superior and Wisconsin Rapids and everywhere else to be a part of it.
Guys, thank you. John, thank you so much. We got to get you a breakout. Again, we really appreciate your willingness to allow this show to be here and for this combine to be here. And good luck. I know that you've made a couple of changes with Hubba coming over on the coaching staff.
Yep.
Let the circus begin, pal. You know, he's as good as they get. Man, you're going to love him.
We're fortunate right now. So, you guys, I appreciate having me on, and we'll be catching up soon here.
You got it. He is John D'Amato, head football coach at Sussex Hamilton. where you get to a break. UW-Stevens point coach Tom Jurnell will join us next. We are live at the Sussex Hamilton Indoor Facility for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. We're live at the Sussex Hamilton Indoor Facility for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host Tom Swiddle. We are now joined by the head coach at UW-Stevens Point, Tom Jurnell. Tom, it's good to see you.
Hey, Michael. Great seeing you. Yeah, Tom, great to have you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for running over.
You got timed in that 40, by the way. I'm
out of breath. And like a 6 flat right there.
Yeah,
no, this is what a great event this is, huh? It just keeps on growing, you know, with the WFCA, what they've done here. And be able to come here and Coach D'Amato to open up his doors here at Sussex Hamilton. Fantastic. I mean, it is an awesome event. I always look forward to it.
You guys at Stevens Point have an indoor facility like
this? Well, we're talking about it, and it's on the horizon. It can't get there soon enough. But we'd love a structure like this, 100-yard facility, to be able to have a Northern Wisconsin combine. That's something that's being talked about and possibly could happen here pretty soon. And so when it does happen, I think it'd be a great location for the northern tier of Wisconsin to come here.
Hey, why is it important, Tom, for you to be here to eyeball these kids? First of all, I think it's great that you're here, so thank you for that.
No,
I think it's important for these kids to know that a head coach from a state school thinks enough about watching them in person to come here and get a chance to eyeball these kids. Yeah. Why is it important for you to be here?
Well, recruiting is like shaving. You know, if you don't do it every day, you look like a bum. So, you know, this is something that we have to do, but we want to do it. And to be able to, you know, it's about personal relationships. And the sooner you can get people on the radar and let them know that, hey, there's an interest here, and you can see them move. There's some things that you can see on huddle. This is stuff that you can't see on huddle. You see how they interact with each other. How they're being taught, are they doing things the right way? You don't see that on huddle. So being here, it is a really an elite group of people. There's 600, you know, very talented people here. There's a lot of college coaches here. It's something that allows us to really hone in on the people that we want and need, and to tell them, hey, we want you. And they might be juniors, they might be sophomores, but in order for us to have our brand out there so they can get us on their radar, it's about a fit. And so hopefully this works.
Tom, you had said something in that first statement about, look, how they interact with kids.
Yeah.
I've been a high school basketball coach for 35 years, and I tell these kids, look, coaches, they watch you when you don't know they're watching
right.
you. They come early to see how you warm up, how
That's
you
right.
interact with your teammates, how you interact with your coaches, what it's like when there's a foul called on you. You don't think it's a foul. All of that stuff matters. It just doesn't matter how many points you score a game. And I love it when a coach like you says, look, I want to see how they interact with other kids.
Yeah. You know, they read the time off and how are they going to react. What's their body language? Or they have attention to detail. We want to work around people that have fun and that are great students, that are going to do things the right way. This business is hard enough, right?
Yeah.
That we have to worry about other things and egos and it's somebody else's fault. And
right.
No, we don't want that. We want somebody that's going to show up, work hard, be positive, and
be a good teammate.
That's right. And care about others and encourage and not discourage. It's about building each other up and making people around you better, not just yourself.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that you know, you like to eyeball people. I'm guessing you came down here with certain kids you absolutely wanted to eyeball.
No question. You know, you look at the list and you know that these are guys that you've seen, all conference or all region. You already know that, but you're going to find them guys are like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
And you look in the manual and you're like, what number is that guy? Oh, that's 419. Ooh, I like that guy.
Yeah.
And so you go back and he may not have been in your database. When he is now.
Yeah, he is.
So there's all kinds of guys that I have just little dots by. It's like, I think I know about this guy, but I want to check and make sure.
Yeah, you got a lot of notes there already,
oh, yeah.
Coach.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
good.
It's only been going on an hour and a half, and
right.
So in the next 4 or 5 hours, it's going to even be more, and the more kids that are coming in here, it just gives us a starting – we already have a starting point, but it really refreshes it and reboots our whole system of are we on the right kids and kids that we may not have known about. And, just seeing how they interact with each other. The people that are running the combine here, they're specific. This is how you do things
right.
in pro agility. You touch the line, you go back and touch yeah. with the other hand on the line. Are they cheating the system?
Yeah.
Are they a foot short? Are they touching the line?
Well, I guarantee if they're a foot short, Brad Arnett will make sure that one doesn't count.
Yeah, that's
and Brad does a great job, man. He organizes this thing. He is such a great strength coach. Just a great person. Has unbelievable energy. And he demands that it's done right. And so that helps us. Because here's the standard, and are you going to meet that standard? And if you're not, then we're not interested.
Well, again, comparing apples to apples here, right?
Hey, Coach, we've had this conversation on this show a mm-hmm. while, and some of the other coaches that we're going to talk to today are guys from outside of the state. But I'm wondering from your standpoint, if there's kids from here that are getting a – $400 scholarship to go Division II up in Minnesota, that's got to drive you crazy. Because it's all about, for some of those kids, to be able to say, look, I got a scholarship.
Well, the kids and their families.
And nobody asks them, well, how much is it?
Yeah.
They
no.
just say, oh, no, I got a scholarship. Well, then you're going to go 9 hours away, and your family can't come watch you play. That's got to be a frustration for you.
It is for all of the Wisconsin State League coaches and the private schools in our state. They're all great schools. Every school in our state is awesome, and I don't think you can make a bad decision going to any
right.
of them.
I agree.
But back in the day when we didn't have Huddle, we didn't have these combines, you could find guys, and the Division IIs didn't. Well, now you don't have to get in a car and go to Phillips, Wisconsin, and eyeball a guy up where we used to be able to do that, and the Division IIs didn't know about them.
Right.
And so the state league, I can just speak on the state league side of it. We've lost a lot of folks, to the Minnesota schools. Those are great schools too, but to get a gift certificate to play football
right.
and pay more money. Our state, most of our state schools, books are included in tuition. So everybody's on a book scholarship.
Right.
And it's like you're getting book money out there and you're paying $5,000 more. But, it's a battle. Some families get it and some kids get it and they don't care about that. But it's rare. They're going to chase it and we're going to lose a lot of folks. It does. It is very frustrating. But
I would love to one day do a chart on how many kids come back.
There used to be more, Mike. There used to be more. The Northern Sun League has increased their scholarships, and now they're paying kids more. And so kids are going there because they don't want to forfeit a $5,000 scholarship. Even though it's more expensive to go to some of the schools, that $5,000 is tough to turn down, whereas it used to be $500 or $1,000.
Right.
They still have some of those school scholarships, and some of those kids do bounce back, but it's less than it used
is.
To be.
Boy, Tom, thank you so much. We got to get to a break. I really appreciate you stopping by. Really quickly, Stevens Point, how you guys look for next
great.
Year?
Great. I mean,
good?
Every school in our state has a chance to win a national championship. Whitewater has set the bar, and now you can see all these schools that are chasing and building facilities and recruiting harder, coaching harder. The whole league is phenomenal. Every school, you have a chance to win every game. You have a chance to lose every single game.
Bet.
We're in the same boat. We're just finishing up with spring practice and really excited about this next year. And you just got to take it, that old proverbial phrase, one game at a time, because you can't look. It's like the SEC. You can't look at your schedule because it'll wear you out. But thanks for having me on. This is awesome.
I really appreciate it. And Tom and I say this a lot, but you've given our kids from the state of Wisconsin a chance to stay in state and play at the next level.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
It's important that we're University of Wisconsin, and it's about recruiting the state and keeping kids here, and it's about hometown and keeping people in the Wisconsin Valley or the Fox Valley. And we're committed to being in every single school that has a kid. We were in over 300 high schools this past year.
Yeah, good for
and
you.
It's about your backyard and your roots. We try to build a fence around Wisconsin.
And just one more question for you, Coach. Which high school has the most kids on your roster right now?
Brookfield East. You know that. Man. All those kids are awesome kids. You know, started with Jack Podwells, and then, you know, one brings two brings four. Now we have nine guys on the team from Brookfield East. So my hat's off to you. You've helped us a ton, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
we treat kids well, and they're great kids. They're great students, and they happen to be great football players, and that's what we're looking for.
It's a great man, you set that last question up. Tom, thank you so much again.
We go out with a bang right there. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Head football coach at UW-Stevens Point. Get to a break. Other side of the break, Spence Nowinski from Illinois State is going to join us. Again, we are live at the indoor facility, Sussex Hamilton High School, for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. We're live at Sussex Hamilton Indoor Facility for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host Tom Swiddle. Our special guest, he is a football coach at Illinois State University. Spence Nowinski. Spence, good to see you. How you been?
I've been great. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you for being on.
Thanks for coming over and joining us for a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask you a similar question I asked head coach at Stevens Point. Why is it important for you to represent Illinois State here at the Wisconsin Combine?
Yeah, you know, first of all, this association is like nothing else. I had the opportunity. I'm from the state of Wisconsin.
Yep.
Went to D.C. Everest and had a great 4 years of my life at the University of Wisconsin as a GA for Coach Alvarez. So this state, to me, it's so endearing, and it's got a piece of my heart. Being a high school coach in the state as well and being a member of the Wisconsin State High School Coaches Association, yeah, it's second to none. I've been in clinics in Texas, obviously Illinois, across the country. There's nothing like this association, and this is just another phenomenal event put on, you know, the right way. It provides so much quality for college coaches. So to be here, obviously Wisconsin touches Illinois, we have to have face recognition. So if you're going to be able to treat Wisconsin as it's a home state, yeah, I have to solicit the state and be the door-to-door salesman and be around. So event like this is incredible and provides an opportunity where I can see several hundred kids in one spot. You know, I go high school to high school throughout the state, but you might see a kid that's coming out of chemistry class or algebra class. Well, here you can see him in a, you know, more flattering to some, you know, in the tight fit shirt and the shorts, see what they look like, and then you can see him move. And that's there's so much value in that. It's incredible.
Well, and off the air, Coach, you did say to me that you treat Wisconsin like a home state for you, being from Illinois State. And I know that you've gotten some outstanding players from our state in the past. You want to just talk about a couple?
Yeah, you know, I talk about Mark Spellman, who's just a senior this past year, been three consecutive playoff appearances, just won the Remington Award, and decorated as the number one center in the entire country at the FCS level from Milwaukee Marquette. You know, and right now our starting safeties, Alec Coker's from Greendale.
Yep.
Catholic Memorial. Mitchell Breeze is a Greendale player. You know, we have both those kids anchoring our safety spot. And we're a quarters team, a cover four team. And those guys, we ask so much of those guys to be run support, linebackers, and then they have to cover, of course. And two smart, tough guys who love football from the state, just incredible. I take a lot of pride in that, you know. Yeah. Coach,
I want to throw a name at you. He was the most outstanding player that I coached in the 2007 All-Star game when I was the head coach for the South, Eric Brunner.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The best player. Now, 6 foot tall.
Right.
That's why he was, you know, ended up at Illinois State. The best player I've ever had the pleasure of coaching.
Wow.
You know, I had that year a number of you know, guys that played at Wisconsin and Minnesota and places like that. Missed out on J.J. Watt. J.J. called me the week before the game and said, I can't play. I might get hurt, and I think I'm going to start here at Central Michigan. But anyway, Eric Brunner dominated. We couldn't block him with three guys when we scrimmaged. And he was – there are three guys from that team that ended up starting on the D-line for Wisconsin. And Eric was – head and shoulders above those guys.
Right. You know, and I can't, and I'm drawing a blank, but Coach Sarver from St. Francis just told me, too, the big offensive lineman, Josh
Oglesby.
Oglesby, yep. Too. He said Brunner would kick his tail every chance he had to face him.
And he was 6 feet tall.
Six feet tall.
Hey. And the Wisconsin guys told me, well, his arms are too short. Yep. I don't care. He is kicking everybody's rear end.
And that's a question I have for you, Coach. You know, there are players that look great at combines like this, and then you've got guys that might not look so good at a combine, but are straight-up football players.
Football players. You're right. You can't put a stopwatch on that. You know, and then I'm going to fork-tongue my comments here with you. We've had so much success with kids that – do have the length. They might not be. I take, for instance, a gentleman. His name's Adam Conley. He's my starting defensive end. He's from Franklin High School, and he's 6'6" and 285 pounds.
Yeah.
But Adam was also 6'5" and 225 pounds in high school.
Yeah.
And he had a knee injury and didn't play his junior year, so that's why he's not at Wisconsin. And he's a two-time star. He'll be all conference and probably all American for me this year. He's a terrific athlete and a talent. So, you know, sometimes some of those guys fall through the cracks for one reason or another, but, you know, those big, tall, long guys, their ceiling is a lot higher.
Sure.
You know, the leverage. Football is a game of leverage, you know, hand leverage, pad leverage, and those long guys can really do it.
Hey, those two safeties you talked about, neither one of those guys is afraid to hit people.
No.
Those are two of the tougher kids. When you talked about those two guys being your safety, boy, those are two guys that will just come up and ring your bell a little bit.
You know what? And they have a great personality, too. You know, they're just something about, like, look, I'm not much to look at. That's why we're all on the radio right now.
Hey.
Okay?
But, hey,
You know, I pride myself on being, you know, a guy with good personality, being a Polish prince. You know, you're Polish and big and fat now. You got to be able to talk and smile a little bit, you know? But those guys are both handsome, but they're, you know, the kids from Wisconsin just have a little something to them. You know, they have a ability to talk, they smile, they brighten up the room. I just have a badge of honor from being from this place.
Hey, do you find, and please be honest with this, do you find that some of these kids from the state of Wisconsin, I always think that our basketball and football high school coaches are some of the best in the country. And I'm wondering, when you get kids from the state of Wisconsin, depending if it's from Franklin or Greendale or Catholic Memorial, are they ready to play at the next level mentally?
Mentally, without a doubt. Mentally, without a doubt. You know, there's always, you know, one of our starting offensive linemen from Wanakee. You know, you take kids that have the terrific coaching, the terrific programs, the kids that are winners. You know, the word of Pat Rice, Tom Swiddle, Bill Young, Rob Stoltz, you know, Coach Maz, that goes a long way. You know, nobody's going to sell you a dud. You know, there's no egos, because that's a reflection of you and your program.
Right.
You know, there's not any undermining or backhand. You know, it's really awesome to work with the guys in the state. It really is a joy. You know, just the other day, there's a prominent program in the state. Head coach told me the other day, like, I don't know if he's tough enough for you, Spence. And that goes a long way, because on film, he's got terrific film.
Right. Yeah.
He's got terrific film, but he goes, so that, of course, you know, he said, you know, he's a basketball player. He's got an offensive mentality. I just don't know if he's tough enough for you. And he's one of his best players, you know, but you take that. That makes our job easier, getting that information.
So you know then, if you still want to continue to recruit him, you know that you have to have that discussion with him. Say, hey, look, I'm watching you on film. You're not going to throw that coach out of the bus, but you're going to say, hey, look, one question I have, I don't know if you're tough enough to play at our level. Can we have that conversation so you can open the door that way?
You know what? And because I have so many of the coaches in the state that are also close friends of mine, dear friends of mine, there's so many times this time of year that I get just about nose to nose with a guy and say, you're not tough enough or you're great stink.
Yeah.
You know, and that's – and coaches appreciate that.
Right.
They really do, because
right.
another voice. Now, it's not just, hey, I hear this from my head coach and my assistant coach. Is it? Now it's another right. entity coming in and saying the same things, like, holy cow. Now, my coach doesn't know what he's doing. There's the credibility now, too. So,
yeah.
again, what do I know? I don't know very much, but I try to help when I can in those scenarios. But every spring, and the big one's academics. You know, there's so many times you go to school and see a young man because of what you see on film. But the first thing I ask is grades, ACD,
yeah.
ACT, and character. Those are the things. You know, if there's any blips on the radar there, I said, hey, wish you the best.
Yeah, good luck with that. You're never going to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. In the future, want to get back home? Want to get back to the state of Wisconsin one day?
You know, I'd love to. You know what? This is just a unique place. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a special place. I always say this. I wish there was a big booster that I want to start UWGB into a football FCS program. I'd be the first guy, you know, I'd
sure.
be in the president's office begging him for the job.
Yeah.
I just think that this is such a – what you're getting, the quality of kids in the state. You know, everybody talks about, you know, not that like, hey, the Gary Anderson years or the Gary Anderson years, whatever. But, you know, when you're going to Georgia and you're going to Florida and you're going – hey – your nuts and bolts, your brass tacks are from the state of Wisconsin. I mean, that's why Wisconsin is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Coach Alvarez got it started. I mean, resurrected, I should say. He got it
yes.
going. But then after that, that model that he formed in 1990, that's been tried and true. Tried and true. You're going to get your dudes from the state now.
Spence, thank you. It's so good to see you again. Yeah. I appreciate you stopping by. He's the coach at Illinois State. Safe travels to you here this weekend.
Thank you.
You staying in state, going home, or what are you doing?
I am staying in state.
Attaboy. Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to a coach from Michigan Tech. He knows a little bit about Swiddle. We'll find out what Swiddle's doing when he takes his trip to visit his son up there. We are live at the Sussex Hamilton Indoor Facility for the 2017 WFCA High School Football Combine on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We're presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. We're live at Sussex Hamilton for the 2017 WFC High School Football Combine. Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host Tom Swiddle, we are now joined by the offensive line coach at Michigan Tech, Dave Sarton. Dave, it's nice to meet you. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Been down here recruiting all week and had a good time. Good reception by the high school coaches in the area, and you know, it's great representing Michigan Tech.
Man, well, we really appreciate you coming. Off the air, I'll ask you all about the trips that Swiddle goes, if you've had to bail him out, any jail type stuff. Or
no, we'll, not yet.
We'll,
not yet. Yeah.
We'll do that. Yet.
I'm not, yeah. not to throw him under the bus.
Hey, but. You know what? You call me for bail money, but I want pictures. That's the deal on that.
That's no problem.
David, I want to ask you the reason, and I've asked the other coaches, the reason for you to be at the Combine here. And I know it's important for you guys to eyeball some of these student-athletes, but it's important for you to make sure that you're here in the state of Wisconsin. You're getting some great kids
mm-hmm.
From the state up at Michigan Tech. But a combine like this is important for you guys to be here. And what's the reason for that?
Well, I think it's important to see people, you know, and whether it's to connect with some coaches that are here that I saw earlier in the week or a coach that maybe I missed, you know, I could revisit that relationship. Because anytime, you know, a coach is around their kids all the time, they know, hey, this kid's a smart kid. He wants to be an engineer. Let's get him up to Tech. But I think from the student-athlete's perspective, it's great to see him move around and run. And, you know, a time is a time. A bench is a bench. And all that stuff's great. What I like here is seeing body language. You know, the kid – stop before he finished the drill. Did he, if he fell, did he get up and keep playing, or did he just lay there and pout? Like, it's the chance to see kids' body language, in my opinion, is huge. And it gives you a perspective of, hey, you know, this kid's a competitor because everybody can bench.
I'm telling you, Tom, as a basketball coach, David, I tell our kids this kind of stuff all the time. And now I'm just the old guy
right.
that's trying to rain on their parade
right.
a little bit. They think a college coach is coming to watch them play because they average 15
no,
a game.
No, that's part of it.
Part of it,
that's
sure.
part of it. But how do you act with your teammates?
Thank you
Are
for
you
that.
Cheering for a kid that might be better than you? Are you cheering for a kid that might be struggling? I mean, we all can't play at Wisconsin.
Right.
And we all can't be a superstar. But are you cheering for that kid that's working his tail off? Are you being a great teammate? And you can see this today. I mean, I don't know the specific student athlete, but I was watching the lineman, and there was a kid there, and he might not have been the best kid. He wasn't the worst kid, but he high-fived every kid. And
yeah.
That's a good student athlete. And my guys get tired of me saying it, but, you know, body language, how you interact with people is huge.
Coach, I know that being familiar with your roster, I know that after the state of Michigan, Wisconsin is probably your second priority state. You have more kids from Wisconsin after mm-hmm. Michigan than any other state.
Correct.
Wisconsin is, and I know you're the recruiter mm-hmm. for Wisconsin, so you must know a lot of people in the state
well,
to get around.
You do, and that's what I enjoy about it. You know, and between myself and Coach Metlock, our running back coach, and Coach Olson, our head coach, we recruit the Wisconsin area, and it is an important state for us because, you know, geographically it's pretty close. I mean, yeah. For us to get downstate Michigan is 5 hours when we can be in Milwaukee of, what, over a million people in 5 hours. We can be in Green Bay. We can be in Madison, you know, in Wausau area in less than 4 hours, and you get a great education.
Hey, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the decision your family made,
sure.
TC, to go to Michigan Tech. First of all, and you've told me this before, what a great decision it was for him.
He loves it.
He loves the school, and
he loves football. Absolutely.
Which is a great combination. That ride for you, you could do that in your sleep now, you know?
Yeah, I can.
And
I wake up around Crivet. So I know I'm only 3 hours away.
But there's no highway, so yeah. It's just a two-lane.
Yeah, I've been up in that area to Dunbar. And man, they just got Red Bull up there. So, you know, disco is still hot.
There's some things that we're still getting. That's why I like coming down to recruiting I'm a suburb kid at heart. And I love, like, Brookfield is like where I grew up, but that's what I like about getting down here. It's like I got a carload of stuff that I buy.
he not only does he like the football side of it, but the academic side of it for TC has been wonderful.
It's been excellent. He has been challenged academically. He's doing fine. He's getting good grades. But, you know, TC is a little different because the academic piece was so important to him, and he only applied really to a handful of schools. You know, he applied to Valpo and Michigan Tech and Wisconsin and Minnesota. He applied to Yale and to Penn, and it was going to be one of those six schools, you know, and if the opportunity not to play football came up, then he wasn't going to play. I mean, he was that serious about his academics, but fortunately for him, you know, he found a home for football at Michigan Tech.
Dave, when you're talking to some of these kids here, academics have mm-hmm. got to be very important.
Oh, it's the starting point.
It's the starting point mm-hmm. for you. And then it's, okay, do you want to play football at the next level? On this show, we talk to kids a lot about, look, go to the school that fits you. If football is taken away from you for some reason, is that the school that you want to be at?
Right.
Give us a minute or two on you selling Michigan Tech to some kids here. What's the benefit to a kid going to Michigan Tech?
Well, I think a huge benefit is being around student athletes like yourself. I mean, I know TC, I recruited him. He had excellent grades, excellent test score, but he's surrounded by people that put a high priority on academics. And, you know, he's not the only one that might have had a 36 ACT. That girl did, that guy did, that guy did, that person did. Not that TC did. I'm not getting FERPA laws out here.
Yeah, there you go.
my point is, I told TC and I told his family, you're going to be challenged here because you might be a big deal at Brookfield East High School because of your test score. Well, that kid is, that girl is, that kid is, that student athlete is, and you're going to be surrounded by those type of kids. And I think it's an opportunity to, you know, you got one of the greatest engineering schools in the country and in the Midwest 5 hours from your home. Unless you have $70,000 in cash, you can go to MIT, but we're 5 hours from your house.
Right.
I mean, even the Yales and the Harvards,
sure.
I'll go toe-to-toe academically with those places.
Absolutely.
Do you have $50,000-$60,000? Now, if you do, I'm hanging out at your house.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. A quick story about that, Coach, just to emphasize that, you know, we go up to a game, and it'd be after the game, we take TC and sometimes Will Ark and some mm-hmm. of these other guys out for dinner, and we go back. We're dropping them off at the dorm, and I'm like, oh, what are you guys doing tonight? TC, oh, I got to get this calculus thing by midnight. Oh, it's Saturday night, Mike.
Yeah.
That wasn't you or I.
No.
That wasn't me either.
No.
I got this calculus thing I have to have in by midnight. On a Saturday night.
I'll be honest. I can, you know, I can talk forever about Michigan Tech, and I'm pretty passionate about it, but you know, I get asked all the time by parents, did you go to Michigan Tech? And I'm like, absolutely not. I wasn't as academically motivated as your son or daughter.
Coach, you're doing a camp in Green Bay.
We are doing a camp in Green Bay.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it's a one-day camp. It's going to be it's on Tuesday, June 20th. Our staff's going to come down. It's my understanding that there might be some other Wisconsin State League staffs there. It's one day work with our staff, a prospect camp. If you know, it's open to all grades. Last year we had one in Brighton, Michigan. We had 85 student athletes there, and we ended up we have 10 new freshmen on our roster from that camp, and that includes scholarship kids and preferred walk-ons.
How do people get information on that?
I have some with me. It's on our website. You can go to www.mtu.edu, athletics, and it should be a fun day. We're looking forward to it. It'll be the first one. It's at Kakana High School. Hopefully we feel like we can get some kids from the Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wausau, you know, areas.
Again, that's June 20th to camp up in the Green Bay area, mtu.edu. And go to the athletics page and the information on that one-day camp. Again, that's June 20th. Coach, it's nice to meet you.
It's been great.
Hey, make sure that, again, if you have any problems with my co-host, you know, you call me. I'll give you my number.
I'll get you on speed dial. We'll tell the whole free world.
Yeah, you got it.
The radio show.
Thanks a lot.
Hey,
I appreciate it,
guys. Thanks, it was coach. Fun.
You got it. Next, we're going to talk to the coach from Carroll University on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.